Right, let's think about staff and staff issues. I think most people would agree that there's a world of difference between working at home on your own with no staff and taking on even one member of staff. And I think for most AAT businesses, that really is a very important milestone and an important decision. Yes, you can expand. You could take on extra clients. You could perhaps buy a block of fees, but you'd need a person or persons to actually help you do it. I think that's the one that would tax most people. And there are clearly a whole host of issues to consider, especially if you work from home. Things like space. Are there planning issues? Car parking. Do you have enough car parking space? Do you actually want them in your house on a daily basis, from your dining room table perhaps, or a spare bedroom? You have to think about employer's liability insurance, training, the management and the time utilization of your staff members. And I think it's true to say that not everybody can deal with other members of staff. Some people naturally have those skills and some don't. So you do need to think about that. And if perhaps you're a sort of a sociable loner, you may be better on your own. Now, there are ways of actually closing that gap in terms of managing staff. You don't have to necessarily trust your own instincts. You can go on courses, you can read a book and so on and so forth. But once you've got your staff in place, there are a whole range of new things there. Timesheets, for example. Should you set them billable time? It reminds me of my training with what's now PwC, that there was a huge emphasis on the timesheet. And I have to say that when I left there, I was wonderfully relieved to escape the tyranny of having to record what were then 15-minute slugs of time. But now, in some firms, it's down to units of 6 minutes. And that, I think, is the issue, that once you take on staff, you've got to really think about setting aside a good slug of your time to helping them, nurture them as human beings, to nurture them as professionals. And it really is a time-consuming business. I've talked to many MIPS who have been along this path, and most of them, I have to say, have tackled it very successfully, and they've just accepted that their time, their billable time, is going to go down. They have to spend more time with their members of staff. Now, some AAT members have been extraordinarily good at training people, and there, of course, is a whole new ball game. If you want to train people to do the AAT qualification, for example, you've got to set yourself up for that. It's very, very difficult, very, very time-consuming. And also, I have to say, it's probably a bit like having children, isn't it, that it's very rewarding as well to see people come on, to see them take responsibility. But sometimes you'll have people that won't take responsibility. They're happy just to be set in a corner to knock up a set of accounts and so on and so forth. And you need to be able to deal with all comers.